eBase had a very good year in 2011. Swift Fuel takes the next step. And Superior is back to shipping its engines for experimentals. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, May 25th, 2011. Final numbers are in from eBase, the 11th Annual European Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition, and they include records for the number of exhibitors and exhibit spaces, and an increase in attendance amid welcome news that business aviation traffic is trending upward. Event organizers report 12,751 attendees from 108 countries. That's up from 11,186 last year, and the second highest ever, and a record 511 exhibitors, exceeding the previous high mark of 445. Brian Humphreys, European Business Aviation Association President and CEO, also notes that Eurocontrol has just released 2010 figures showing that business aviation achieved 5.5% growth last year and is now more than 7% of IFR traffic, which points to the importance of business aviation in helping companies recover from the recent downturn. Next year's eBase will return to the Geneva Polexpo from May 14th through the 16th. EBAA and NBAA have secured dates for eBase through 2015. There's progress to report in the hunt for an unleaded replacement for avgas. Swift Enterprises has been developing an unleaded aviation fuel for 5 years and calls it 100SF, as in Swift Fuel. This month, ASTM International has approved a new fuel specification called ASTM D7719 Standard Specification for High Octane Unleaded Test Fuel for grade UL102 unleaded aviation gasoline, and 100SF meets the performance parameters. The new standard does not yet allow for UL102 to be sold at airports commercially, but does allow Swift to test its product in non-experimental aircraft, eliminating significant time and expense. Swift can now focus on working with industry partners to gather additional data to transform D7719 into a commercial specification. It's also worth noting that Swift Fuel does not have to be made from petroleum, and the piston aircraft fleet is small enough that fueling the entire fleet from domestic renewable sources might be feasible. Superior Air Parts announced on Monday it has resumed shipping its experimental XP series engines to authorized dealers. Tim Archer, president and CEO of Superior, explains, quote, "From a business perspective, the big picture is that we now have all the various components and piece parts in stock to not only assemble a complete engine, but also to be able to support the needs of home builders and engine shops," unquote. Superior announced that it had begun shipping quantities of its popular Millennium cylinders in late February. Archer says one big reason for the XP engine's popularity with home builders around the world is the fact that it's approved to run on any 91-octane unleaded automotive gasoline that does not contain alcohol. Enhanced Aircraft Systems has announced the availability of the O408 and IO408 engines designed and tested by AC Corporation. These engines incorporate the use of technology from Formula One auto racing, including crankshafts, connecting rods, pistons, and piston pins. These parts can be retrofitted to any existing Lycoming, ECI, or Superior Air Parts 360 cubic inch engines, or can be incorporated into a new engine. The main goal of the design was to move weight from the reciprocal parts into the crank, reducing stress and vibration. EAS says the 408 engine, while producing 230 horsepower, generates lower vibrations than an 0320 at a similar power setting. Find out more at enhancedaircraft.com. Vertical Power has unveiled its new VPX Planner. It's a free, web-based, aircraft electrical system planning tool that allows builders to plan, print, and share the electrical system for their experimental aircraft. The VPX Planner was designed to simplify the electrical system planning process and provide a tool to allow lots of what-if scenarios. The VPX Planner provides a library of commonly used electrical devices and automatically generates an electrical system drawing detailing interconnections through Vertical Power's VPX system. Cubcrafters has received notification that the FAA's National Kit Evaluation Team has completed its evaluation of Cubcrafters' Carbon Cub EX amateur-built aircraft kit. The news was good. The aircraft has been added to the list of eligible amateur-built kits on the FAA website. The list is provided as a service to prospective builders researching kit options. Mitch Travis, kit program manager at Cub Crafters, observes, quote, "While we have to be careful not to interpret or represent this as some sort of official certification, it does officially substantiate that the majority of fabrication and assembly of the Carbon Cub EX kit is undertaken by the owner, in essence, that it conforms to the 51% rule," unquote. The Carbon Cub EX is the kit version of the world's most powerful light sport aircraft, the Carbon Cub SS. It features an extraordinary power-to-weight ratio thanks to the extensive use of carbon fiber and a 180-horsepower engine. The result is phenomenal short takeoff and landing performance, and the company says the plane also exhibits exceptional agility and ease of piloting. The kit version can be certified at a gross weight of 1,320 pounds for sport pilot operation, or at its fully tested gross weight of 1,865 for pilots holding private or higher certificates. Still ahead, NASA celebrates President Kennedy's challenge with a night of music. It's GA Appreciation Month in Mississippi, and the F-35 Lightning II makes its first air show appearance. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, May 25th. I'm Paul Plack. ANN is saddened to learn that the founder of the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta has passed away following a lengthy battle with stomach cancer. Sid Cutter died in his sleep Sunday morning at the age of 77. Cutter was a former U.S. Air Force pilot and founded the event in 1972. He was a U.S. hot air balloon champion in 1978 and 86, and is credited with making the New Mexico City synonymous with balloons, according to pilot Troy Bradley. KOAT Television reports that Cutter was the first person to own a balloon in the state. Cutter is survived by his wife, Jewel, a daughter, one brother, and six grandchildren. NASA is inviting the general public to a special concert at 7 p.m. Eastern tonight at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington to honor American achievements in human spaceflight. The event is titled Human Spaceflight, The Kennedy Legacy. It's a musical celebration of the 50th anniversary of President Kennedy's famous speech to Congress, in which he challenged our nation to land a man on the moon and return him safely to the Earth within the decade. The one-hour concert will feature the Space Philharmonic, conducted by Emile Decoux. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden, astronauts, and special surprise guests will participate in the event, along with local high school musical groups and the Soldiers' Chorus of the U.S. Army Field Band. A limited number of tickets is available to the general public on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if any are left, contact NASA Guest Operations at 202-358-1750, and you can arrange for will call. National Aviation Organizations Monday welcomed the Mississippi House of Representatives' Declaration of May as General Aviation Appreciation Month. General aviation in Mississippi alone generates about $860 million in economic impact every year, supporting over 1,500 jobs. The Alliance for Aviation Across America, NBAA, NATA, AOPA, Helicopter Association International, and the National Association of State Aviation Officials all issued statements of praise for the declaration. Mississippi is home to almost 7,000 pilots, more than 3,000 GA aircraft, and 79 airports. The F-35C Joint Strike Fighter made its first public appearance at an air show on Saturday. Piloted by Lieutenant Commander Eric Magic Bus, the F-35C made a single pass down the show line at the Joint Service Open House at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland. The flight commemorated 100 years of naval aviation by highlighting the future of tactical air power for the U.S. Navy. The F-35C variant of the Joint Strike Fighter is distinct from the F-35A and B versions, with its larger wing surfaces and reinforced landing gear for greater control in the demanding carrier takeoff and landing environment. The aircraft flew within its approved flight envelope and was accompanied by an F-18 Hornet flying chase. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has okayed Jeppesen to issue Form I-20 documentation for training students, the first step required for obtaining a student visa for non-U.S. residents interested in participating in Jeppesen's FAA Dispatcher Certification Training Program. Previously, Jeppesen training participants were limited to applying for only business visas, and those applications were frequently denied. And finally today, the lawyers have to be making out like bandits on this one. Try and follow along. The U.S. Supreme Court has set aside a ruling by a federal appeals court that would have forced Boeing and General Dynamics to repay over $1 billion to the Pentagon to settle the matter of a stealth aircraft that was canceled in 1991. General Dynamics and McDonnell Douglas, which has since been absorbed into Boeing, were working on the A-12 Avenger, which was to have been a stealth aircraft designed for carrier operations. After years of delays and cost overruns, the Pentagon terminated the program in January of 1991, saying the two companies were in default. Defense News reports the two companies claimed they had not defaulted, and that the Pentagon had failed to share stealth technology it had developed for the F-117 and B-2. A federal claims court ordered the Pentagon to pay the companies $1.2 billion in expenses. That decision was overturned by the federal appeals court, and the Pentagon came looking to get its money back with interest. That decision was vacated Monday in a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court, which now sends the case back to federal circuit court. In the opinion, Justice Scalia wrote, quote, "Whether the government had an obligation to share its superior knowledge about stealth technology is left for the federal circuit to address on remand," unquote. J. Michael Luttig, Boeing Executive VP and General Counsel, commented, quote, "We are pleased with today's win in the Supreme Court and the court's unanimous decision to overturn the government's default termination of the A-12 program. It has always been our view that the default termination was improper," unquote. I apologize if that story was a little hard to follow, but with over $1 billion at stake, I had to try. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's the second and concluding portion of Randy Babbitt's Q&A session from the Pilot Training Reform Symposium. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.